one of the big pieces of this for us is looking at it and knowing that although everybody agrees that Manslick isn't the ideal place to house animals, it is the only place at the moment that we can use. So we had to think, what can we do to improve that facility enough to make sense for the animals for the next year or 2 years? So we really repurposed the whole Manslick facility. We have changed how everything would be done there. For instance, all adoptions would be done on the business, where all the business offices currently are. So we've repurposed that into a little mini adoption center with adoption counselors. So the public that want to adopt would only be on that side, and we want to punch a hole, a door into the adoptable dogs area so that everybody's interacting there. And we end the cross-contamination that's happening when people bring animals in. So in other words, the other side will be intake, and so that animals that are ready, that have a clean bill of health, that are ready for adoption, aren't interacting with new animals who may bring in some disease or other things that we haven't quite isolated. In addition, we're going to have very focused employees. In other words, currently at LMAS, they'll have an employee, an animal care specialist, who's working in the back and then runs up front to check in an animal and then is back cleaning cages. And there's all kinds of cross-contamination happening with that. For our plan, we want to have an intake team that is focused on intake and vaccinations, taking a photo, doing the initial medical assessment, doing the initial behavior assessment, and then deciding, well, this animal would be best. It needs to be quarantined, or this was an owner surrender and it can go right to the adoption floor, or, you know, this animal needs time to chill out because it's frightened, so we need to put it in the calming room. We're going to have a little calming room for cats. Things like that can be really decided. And then our animal care people can be in their focused area, like, for instance, somebody in cat transition. That's their area. That's the area they'll know. They'll know all the pets in there. They'll have a binder to keep track of all of them. That's where they'll work. And they won't then go clean the dog cages and then go clean the puppy cages and then, you know, have cross-contamination there. We'll be having focused employees. So we're looking at repurposing and reworking how the staff is used.